I stumble across it all the time in my teaching because I'll read something and I'll start to think a certain line. Oh, this means that. And I'm like, well, why? How did I know that that means that? It's because somebody told me that. Does this really mean that? Does this really say that? What does this really say? What is this saying without leaven involved? Without the leaven of interpretation? Because I'll tell you what, there has to be an interpretation of many things. Like, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That needs to be interpreted. But here Jesus has already interpreted it for us. He has said, the doctrine. Now, when I go on and say, and this is the implication. Now, that's an interpretation. How do you know you have the right interpretation? Because the right interpretation is according to what it does and what can be observed. And there are many scriptures, here a little, there a little, that make this clear, that I'm absolutely right. A little leaven leavens the whole. That is the lesson of the leaven. That is what a little false doctrine does. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, for by it you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. Doctrine is so important because it is what you believe in to salvation. Doctrine saves and doctrine destroys. When you have the right doctrine, the doctrine teaches you what you ought to believe, what you ought to faith you ought to have, you know, in what? What are you being promised? That's what the doctrine is. The promise to you. The promise to you is the resurrection, the righteousness of God, the virtue that comes by the knowledge of Jesus Christ. All these things that are promised in the scriptures and the teachings, the resurrection of the dead, all those things that when you combine them together are the teachings of the scriptures. Those are the things that are the doctrines. And they save. Because you have faith in those things to the receiving of those things. Because faith is the substance of the things you're hoping for. I hope for the resurrection of the dead. I hope that Jesus is risen from the dead. You know, you want to see because he is not yet revealed completely to me. In the doctrine. You know, Christ is revealed to us. In the teachings. How do I know Christ? I haven't known him as a man. I didn't meet him as a man. He came to me by his spirit. And then revealed himself to me through his scriptures. And through other men who are servants of God. Well, Paul, how do you tell the difference and blah, 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 blah? I can't, you know, can it be taught? Well, only if you can be taught. Some people, I can't teach it to them. I can only teach it to those who are able to receive it. Like Jesus, he couldn't teach anything to the Pharisees. They didn't have any faith. You have to have great faith for me to be able to teach you. For me to be able to instruct you. You have to believe what I'm telling you, for one. I just trust you with a blah, blah, blah. You know, God has to testify to you what kind of amount of trust you put in me. I tell you what, I've never put that much trust in any teacher. As far as I've listened to the words, but I put my faith in the things that are spoken to me from the scripture. Meaning, someone's telling me something. It's because it is what is written already. I already know what's there. Say, so, well, how do I get to that point? Well, you gotta... I know, it takes a teacher at some point. But I tell you what, I had a rough road to go because of the teachers that I had. They were not good. Arnold Murray, not a good teacher. So, but Paul, you know, I mean, he goes through the whole Bible. Yeah, well, you know, I learned a lot about facts about the Bible, but I learned a lot of leaven, too. And it was such a job to purge out. And I work with people, and I talk to people... And I see that it is such a difficult thing. How do you get leaven out of bread once it's in there? With men, it is impossible. Only with God, it is possible. Only with God. Because doctrine, it becomes so pernicious. It lodges itself in your conscious mind and in your subconscious mind. And it is always there. It is always prejudicing what you're reading. You come to the scriptures with leaven in your mind. Oh, you are in trouble. Because you're going to read stuff. And you're going to begin having a particular way of thinking about it. You're going to have a particular thought process. A particular philosophy that's going to color everything that you see. Everything you see is going to be colored by the doctrine you've already received. By the leaven that's in you. If it be not pure flour. That's why I try to keep my doctrine simple. It is so simple. Anyone who's listened to me for very long realizes, wait, Paul doesn't have a lot of doctrines, does he? He just goes on a lot about repentance, righteousness, holiness, virtue, etc. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection from the dead, eternal judgment, mercy, faith, the grace of God. You know, it's always with those judgment, mercy, and faith. It's all like pretty much encapsulated in those three things. Those are the three things that I really focus on. you know, and all that pertains to them. Obviously, they're not just three matchsticks. They're like three trees with many branches, and but they're all related down to the boiling down to just a few things. Just a few things. When Paul talked about the foundation of Christ, he only narrowed it down to like six doctrines. I mean, there's a lot to those six doctrines, but there's not a lot of, like, you know, detail on those other lesser branches. You know, you make the root of the tree good, and it will grow well. Root the tree in good soil, with a clear canopy above it, it will grow. But that which is filled with stones, and that which is covered over with the branches of taller trees, you know, greater men. And I speak of men, you know, the doctrines and the oh, come to the university, we'll teach you, we'll overshadow you, and our roots will steal the moisture from the ground, and you'll grow up fine in the Lord. Yeah. Well, maybe when one of them is struck down, you can take his place. In the forest of the leaven ministers, in the forest of the false teachers. And that's what those places churn out. Oh, Paul, you're not being fair. Yeah, well, so what of it? It's never been fair to me either. I'm fair. I'm fair to the truth. I want to give the truth its fair shake. But what they do there is they leaven is like honored. Oh, this is a great doctrine. I mean, when I read, oh, so-and-so said this. This teacher said that. This teacher said that. God, I hope when I'm dead, they don't go, oh, Paul Stringini said this and Paul Stringini said that. I hope that someone would receive the Spirit of God, that they could continue. That they could speak the word out of their mouths and not out of my mouth and say, oh, well, this is what Brother Stringini said. I'm glad that half of what I say is so unintelligible and that the language is so bad and so poorly constructed that people would be like, we can't write this. He'll sound like a moron. He'll sound like a guy who can barely talk. That would be just fine by me if I could but transfer the spirit of what I do to someone else. That's all I want to do is transfer the spirit so that they could do the same work without having to appeal to my authority. Well, Brother Paul said this. I hate that. I hate it. Brother McGillicuddy, oh, he wrote this, and Brother blah 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 said this, and I see it all the time. You know, I just did a little research after my Bible study the other day on the just to see what people say about the tares, and I saw such absolute ignorance of what the parables mean of Jesus Christ. Absolute arrogance, and it's all based on, well, this man said this, and this represents God's love for his church, and blah 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 blah, and they don't know anything. And they don't say anything except that which is leavened and that which is perverted.